You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. Good afternoon, I'm Bob Eccles. The Reimagine Washtenaw Project has been looking at ways to improve the Washtenaw Avenue corridor between Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor. And part of the process will involve a series of public workshops. And joining me to talk about those workshops and the Reimagine Washtenaw process in general is Project Manager Nathan Vogt. Nathan, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, glad to be here.
I thought we might start by talking a little bit about the goals behind Reimagine Washtenaw and what's happened so far. I know it's been going on for a while and a lot has happened.
Yes, Reimagine Washtenaw is an effort, a multi-jurisdictional effort to really transform this corridor into what it is today, very auto-oriented, fairly unsafe for pedestrians and bicyclists, and really open it up for more multimodal transportation, focus on more placemaking and concentrating future development in special intersections and areas that we call nodes, and just really making the corridor more attractive for all users.
Okay. One of the things that it sounds like is going on, I think you mentioned it briefly there, is working on making the corridor more bike and pedestrian friendly and reducing congestion. What kind of things are going on along those lines?
Well, right now we're focused on the basics. So there's large areas where there's sidewalk gaps. So you just have a simple lack of infrastructure for people to even get from point A to point B. You've probably noticed no bike lanes. And so, you know, we just want to make it provide the very basic infrastructure in the beginning for bicyclists to reasonably safely get down the corridor. And of course, people walking, give them an option to not necessarily drive the car all the time.
Is there a particular spot along Washtenaw, which is, I guess, the worst as far as congestion is concerned? It seems to me that sort of west of Arborland Mall is kind of one of those areas where things get bottled up quite a bit.
Yeah, there's a couple of points along the intersection that are a particular concern today and will only likely get worse unless we intervene with some of the things we're trying to do. Certainly at Carpenter, there in Hogback at that intersection around 23. 23 itself is an old interchange, which is not as efficient as newer designs. So that is a problem point there. And also Huron Parkway is very, very busy with people getting off 23, going west into downtown Ann Arbor and vice versa, leaving Ann Arbor, getting back to 23.
Okay. One of the things I know you're looking at is land use along the Washtenaw Avenue corridor. What sorts of issues need to be addressed there? That may not be the first thing people think of when you're trying to improve a roadway and pedestrian and bike opportunities along there and mass transit and things. What's land use got to do with it?
Well, land use has everything to do with it. The way the corridor has been developed over time is very uncoordinated, particularly in terms of access management. So you've got each lot developing on its own with very little regard for access, safe access, combining access points. So you have one driveway serving multiple businesses. So that leads to an environment that's very hostile towards pedestrians and bicyclists. So from a land use perspective, we need to address access management, but also to create a more walkable environment, you have to reorient the development not toward the automobile necessarily, but more toward the pedestrian. So build things at a pedestrian scale, move them closer to the street, and address the sidewalks, and again, concentrate development in certain strategic areas that where we think there's a great opportunity for future placemaking and future kind of node development.
It's interesting because the city of Ypsilanti, of course, is updating its master plan, and one of the things we keep hearing about is trying to make everything more walkable and get the buildings up to the street and things like that. So it's kind of the same concept going on in the city of Ypsilanti as well as along the corridor.
That's right, and the city of Ypsi is, of course, one of our partners. We have four local units of government that are all part of this effort: City of Ann Arbor, Pittsfield Township, Ypsilanti Township, and the City of Ypsi. And we're all talking about the same thing, which is really how to achieve these goals. And I just want to point out that the goal is not to create zero lot line development along the entire corridor. That's not realistic. But again, creating special places or nodes along the corridor so that we pulse development along the corridor in the long run.
All right. Now, we'll talk about the public workshops that are coming up in just a moment. But what has public involvement, I guess, to this point been in the process? Has there been some of that?
Yeah, there's been lots. This has been a 4 or 5 year effort, and the county's been really serving as the organizer and the lead for this effort, and it's been fairly informal up to date. It started as looking at this corridor, thinking, you know, what are the opportunities here? This corridor connects lots of institutions, medical centers around the county. It is the backbone of the transportation network in the county. So they began to get stakeholders together and elected officials 4 or 5 years ago and said, let's look at this in a new way. And then from there, Additional study was undertaken, and there was a 2010 redevelopment strategy document that was put out there and adopted, and that's really what we're in the process of implementing today.
Okay. How is this being paid for?
Well, it's been just in-kind staff time for the most part up until the county was successful in getting a HUD challenge, a Sustainable Communities Challenge grant, about a year and a half ago. So there's a significant amount of funding that we have been using in the last year and a half to assist the communities in updating their zoning ordinances and their master plans, as well as studying the right-of-way of the corridor. And we have a right-of-way study right now, and that's the public workshops that we're going to talk about. But so the funding is right now coming from HUD, and just each community and each agency involved kind of dedicating staff time to the effort.
Okay, let's talk about those public workshops coming up later this month, though. When are they, and what do you hope to learn from them?
Well, we are, as I mentioned, we're studying the right-of-way right now. So we've done a comprehensive survey of the right-of-way because we need to know exactly where those right-of-way lines are. In lots of cases, it's not a straight shot. They veer left or right, and they're inconsistent. There's gaps. So as part of the study, we're also doing some transportation modeling because we want to know in the long run, as transit becomes more prevalent, could we establish a dedicated transit lane, for example? Could we take this from a 4-lane down to a 3-lane? Can you do a road diet, is what they call it?
Mm-hmm.
So we're studying that right now. And these workshops are intended to get the public to come out and really look at some of the alternatives that we're considering and get their feedback on them. Would they like to see bike lanes? Would they like to see a boulevard if we could fit it? And we're really trying to determine, especially at these nodes, how do we fit in the building, the sidewalks, the buffers to the sidewalks, bike lanes, and all the travel lanes that we need to move the traffic? So it's kind of like trying to fit all these things in and determining how much additional right-of-way might we need. So when new development comes in, we know, hey, developer, we need you to move back another 5 feet because that's the future right-of-way line to fit everything that we want to get into the roadway.
Okay. And what are the dates for the public workshops that are coming up?
So there's 4 dates, and these are all the same format. So somebody could come to any one of these 4 and participate. So Tuesday, May 28th from 6 to 8 p.m. will be at the Washtenaw County Service Center. That is right east of Hogback. That's 4135 Washtenaw. That's in the LRC, the Learning Resource Center, Room A. Then the next morning it will be in the same location from 8 to 10 a.m., and that's on Wednesday, May 29th.
Okay.
And then Thursday, May 30th from 7 to 9, we'll be at Carpenter Elementary School, which is just kind of across from the service center into that neighborhood to the south in Pittsfield Township. And that's a 4250 Central Boulevard. That'll be in the multipurpose room. Then the last meeting will be here at EMU McKinney Hall, room 330. So right on Cross Street there. And that's Friday, May 31st from 2 to 4 p.m.
Okay. And where can folks find out more information on the Reimagine Washtenaw project?
Well, they can follow us on Facebook or Twitter, or they can go to www.washtenawavenue.org.
Very good. Nathan, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
Nathan Vogt is project manager for the Reimagine Washtenaw project.